Democrats push more gun control after McConnell caves on background checks. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 14, 2019. Democrat lawmakers are already looking beyond universal background checks in hopes of pressuring Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, into banning assault weapons too. McConnell already made clear universal background checks will probably lead the discussion when the Senate reconvenes in September. So Democrats are pressing on to their next goal, securing an assault weapons ban. The Hill quoted Anthony Brown, DMD, saying, "Meaningful action doesn't end with signing a bipartisan background checks bill, which is important. We have to ban high-capacity magazines that allow the Dayton shooter and so many others to fire off tens of rounds in merely seconds. We have to ban assault weapons to get these weapons of war off our streets." The gun control group Newtown Action tweeted, "Almost 200 House Democrats have already signed onto assault weapons ban legislation that would not only prohibit millions of the most commonly owned semi-automatic rifles in America but would also ban magazines holding 11 or more rounds of ammunition." The assault weapons ban legislation is sponsored by Representative David N. Cicilline, DRE. Common Dreams quoted Representative Steny Hoyer, DMD, telling reporters that McConnell needs to look a special interest group in the eye and say enough is enough. It's time to act. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.